Marco Rubio, Nayib Bukele celebrate deportations after judge fails to help trend Aragua criminals. By Neil Monroe on March 16, 2025. President Donald Trump's deputies deported 261 criminal migrants to detention centers in El Salvador, beating a U.S. judge's desperate attempt to block the international enforcement of the nation's immigration laws. Secretary of State Marco Rubio thanked the president of El Salvador, Nayib Bukele, for accepting 238 Venezuelan migrants. "We have sent two dangerous top MS-13 leaders plus 21 of its most wanted back to face justice in El Salvador. Also, as promised by at POTUS, we sent over 250 alien enemy members of Tren de Aragua, which El Salvador has agreed to hold in their very good jails at a fair price that will also save our taxpayer dollars." President Nayib Bukele is not only the strongest security leader in our region, he's also a great friend of the U.S. Thank you. Trump is using the 1798 Alien Enemies Act to speed the deportation of Venezuelan criminals past pro-migration lawsuits. On Saturday, U.S. District Judge James Boasberg tried to block the repatriation of the migrants, Politico reported. A federal judge has ordered an immediate hold on efforts by President Donald Trump to quickly deport Venezuelan nationals under rarely used wartime powers intended to resist a foreign invasion, and demanded the return of planes already headed to Central America. On Sunday, Trump's deputies asked a higher court to overturn Boasberg's protection for the migrants. The policy of sending migrants to in-between countries is dubbed a safe third country policy, and it allows the United States to quickly deport migrants from countries that refuse to accept the repatriation of their migrant citizens. Trump established the policy in his first term, but it was immediately discarded by the pro-migration, anti-deportation officials working for President Joe Biden. Several other countries, including Guatemala and Panama, have also signed safe third country deals with Rubio's Department of State. Bukele described the deal. "Today, the first 238 members of the Venezuelan criminal organization, Tren de Aragua, arrived in our country. They were immediately transferred to SCOT, the Terrorism Confinement Center, for a period of 1 year, renewable. The United States will pay a very low fee for them, but a high one for us. Over time, these actions, combined with the production already being generated by more than 40,000 inmates engaged in various workshops and labor under the Zero Idleness Program, will help make our prison system self-sustainable. As of today, it costs $200 million per year. On this occasion, the U.S. has also sent us 23 MS-13 members wanted by Salvadoran justice, including two ringleaders. One of them is a member of the criminal organization's highest structure. This will help us finalize intelligence gathering and go after the last remnants of MS-13, including its former and new members, money, weapons, drugs, hideouts, collaborators, and sponsors. As always, we continue advancing in the fight against organized crime. But this time, we are also helping our allies, making our prison system self-sustainable, and obtaining vital intelligence to make our country an even safer place. All in a single action. May God bless El Salvador, and may God bless the United States." Bukele gloated at the judge's frustration.